Welcome to the Fill Your Frame podcast. I'm Jillian Golding, and I'm so excited to be back with you with a few fun episodes. Over the next few episodes, we're going to be chatting with current students in my Art and Heart coaching program. If you aren't familiar with it, Art and Heart is my 8-week coaching program where I teach photographers how to scale their business to 6 figures. It's made for beginning photographers, established photographers, anyone and any person who is willing to put in the work to scale their business. I am here to help you. In today's episode, we're going to be chatting with Erin. When she joined Art and Heart, she was a brand new photographer. She started from scratch. We created her Instagram together. We just came up with her business name, all the things. And now she is thriving, sold out her mini sessions in the fall, and has been doing the work and putting the work in, and it is paying off big time. So we're going to chat a little bit with Erin about her experience in Art and Heart and how her business is thriving and kind of how she started from this journey in the very beginning and now where she's at. So let's bring Erin to the show. Hi, Erin. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing so good. Thank you so much for doing this with us. We're so excited to have you on the podcast. It's going to be such a great time chatting.
I'm excited to be here.
Yay. Okay, so we're going to kind of get into it because I wanted to record podcast episode with a few of my OG Art and Heart students who are just incredible and who are really moving the needle in their business and putting in the time and effort needed to help their business thrive, right? And so obviously you and a couple others came straight to my mind when I was thinking about which students I wanted to have on the podcast, because I feel like you've been successful, but also have really like dove in and absorbed the material that I've taught you, and throughout the coaching calls and all of the things continuously showed up. And I feel like that's such a huge piece. So we're going to kind of get into chatting a few different aspects, a little bit about Art and Heart and what you've gotten out of it, but mostly about your journey as a photographer and how, I mean, you're unique because literally you started from zero when we started working together. Right. And so it's a little bit of different than say someone who has an established business already, and then they're just growing it. So let's first talk about as you started your business, and maybe Art and Heart was able to help you with this a little bit, but how did it help you kind of change your creative approach and your mindset as you were literally starting from scratch to be able to feel like, oh my gosh, I can actually do this and be successful?
Yeah, no, completely. I think that especially because I was just starting out, you know, I knew I loved taking pictures and I've done it for friends and family and things like that, but making it an actual business seemed, you know, a little over my head at first and very overwhelming. And then also you get into like the comparison game where you're looking at everyone else's Instagram and mm-hmm. other photographers and you get in your head that, you know, you're supposed to look like that, or you can't look like that, or whatever it may be. So I think all of that noise was a lot when I first started out. So when I joined Art and Heart, it really helped me kind of figure out my focus and be able to kind of quiet everything else out and just kind of trust where I was going in the process, because I had, you know, all the education that you put out there, but then I also had you and the calls and the other girls that were on the calls with us. And it just really helped me to feel more confident in what I wanted to do. And, you know, it's my business. It should be my vision and my voice. And I don't need to worry about what everyone looks like because it's not me. But that's a lot harder. You know, it's a lot easier said than done. But when I had you all to help, it definitely made the process a lot more exciting and a lot more doable.
Thank you. I love that. So many things about what you said I resonate with. Cause I think when I first started, I literally didn't have anything besides YouTube, and it was just shot in the dark. And because of that, I feel like it took me so much longer. Like I was not selling out mini sessions in a matter of months like you did, right? Like I was not doing that. And so I feel like having it, first of all, the education, like you mentioned, and then, but the community, like to me, the community is life-changing, and you and a few like the other girls that really show up and are always there, like you guys created such a great friendship and an alliance together to help support each other, and me included in that group. But like that to me was just pivotal, I think, for you when you felt discouraged or down if something didn't work out or what have you, as we all feel when we're starting a business, right? We were all able to kind of buoy you up and say, no, you totally got this. And then that just gave you that extra burst of confidence, I feel like. Do you agree with that?
Oh, no, seriously. The calls were like, have been like a lifeline for me these last 9 months. Yeah. Like, seriously, there's weeks where I'm like just waiting until our call on Friday because I have questions or I just need the support or I just want to talk to you guys.
Yeah.
But yeah, having not only you, but you know, other people who are in, you know, similar stages or even a little further ahead than me was really helpful. Just so helpful. Yeah. And I mean, the friendships and the relationships have been pivotal in getting me to where I am now, which I'm still have a long way to go.
Yeah, we all do.
It's been huge.
Well, and I think one of the things that I've noticed with you as the time's progressed as well is your confidence growing. And so when in the beginning of the calls, you were more asking questions and relying on others to, you know, like me to give you advice, things like that. But as we've progressed in the calls, I've noticed that your confidence is growing. So now you are reaching out to help the other women in the group with advice, suggestions, great ideas, like all of that. So it's been so fun to watch you kind of like blossom in that way where it's like, first you're real quiet on the wall. Now you're like in there giving advice, helping everybody. Like, I don't know, as a teacher and a mentor, like that to me is like, wow, this is amazing. Like to see that growth in you. So kudos to you. That's awesome. Okay. Let's talk about the photography aspect now. So I feel like when you came into Art and Heart, you were so brand new that it's kind of like you also simultaneously from developing a business and learning all that aspect of it, you were also developing your photography skills, right? So do you feel like Art and Heart helped you in that way as far as, I will say technically, but more so to me, the important piece is like figuring out your voice and who you are as an artist. Like, I feel like anybody can learn the technicalities of photography, meaning how to shoot manual, how to do this, how to do that. But the art and magic really happens when we figure out who we are as artists and our voice. So do you feel like that's something that Art and Heart has helped you find or figure out?
Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, like you said, the technical part, I used to do photography, you know, back in high school, and then in college, I did all that. And I used to do film. And so I knew the technical part for the most part. I did take your 101 as a refresher just to, because, you know, digital cameras were a whole new world.
Yeah, for sure.
And same with the editing software and all of that stuff. Like the editing part is so huge. And that was all very, very new to me. So, you know, figuring out like what my style is, what my vibe is, you know, what I want others to think of when they think of me, was, again, it was overwhelming to kind of figure out. But with you all and Art and Heart, it was, you know, helpful to be able to figure out who my ideal client is, who am I talking to, and kind of narrow that down. So I'm not just, you know, flailing out there trying to do everything.
Yeah, for sure. And I feel like helping you, like as you've blossomed as well as a photographer and seeing kind of your posts and the types of people that you're photographing, I'm feeling like you're really coming into your own in the sense of how you're documenting people or families or whatever the session might be that you're doing. You're not just taking pictures anymore, right? There's a big difference between just taking pictures or like telling stories and using your voice as an artist to intertwine with how you tell the story. And I feel like you're really making that transition in your work. Do you feel like that too?
I hope so. I mean, I feel like it, but you know, you always have your moments where you're like, am I doing it? But yeah, I mean, that's what I want to do is I want to, and that's what you, Art and Heart has helped me figure out is I just want to tell people stories and that looks different for everybody. And so, you know, some of my family sessions might look a lot different than some of my couple sessions. But I really want to get to know who I'm photographing and what their vision is and you know what their story is so that I can show that because these are their memories that I get to be a small part of and I want to make sure that I'm, you know, representing them accurately.
Yeah, definitely. No, that's such a huge piece. And I feel like, I mean, let's get into a little bit about your schedule. So when we started, let's remind everyone that we were like at nothing. I mean, you started your Instagram, you started all of it, right? I mean, you were literally brand new.
Yeah.
And
I had an idea and that was about it.
Yeah. An idea. And then you went
and a camera.
Yeah. Which is awesome. And again, like you mentioned, you took my photo 101 course. So you were familiar with me in that sense a little bit and my teaching style and things like that, which kind of probably led you into Art and Heart, right? Had we not connected in that way, you probably wouldn't be here, but let's talk about your fall mini session. So This is like so incredible because I'm so proud of you for so many things, but I feel like you just really jumped in, did the work, you know, took a chance, had confidence. You know, even if you doubted yourself, you just kept pushing. And I feel like it really paid off for you. So talk a little bit about your fall mini sessions and the success that they were.
I was actually thinking about this the other day because I'm like working on spring minis now. Mm-hmm. And I remember getting on the first couple calls and you and the girls were talking about mini sessions and if you were asking everyone if they were going to do them and you were asking me and I was like, yeah, totally going to do them. And in my head, I was like, what am I going to do? I don't have any clients. I have a few people that I've been referred to, but like at this point I'm doing, you know, really nothing. And how am I going to get people to actually do a mini session with me? How am I going to get the holiday photo cards and all that stuff? Like I'm not on anyone's radar. So I almost didn't do mini sessions because I was like, what's the point? Like nobody knows who I am. They're not going to book with me. So luckily I had you and I went with it and yeah, I was able to sell out my mini sessions and have a really successful fall, which was really like throwing me into the deep end of the photography world, by having that be my first real season. But it was great because I got to learn so much and yeah, I know it wouldn't have been as successful if I hadn't had your tips. I remember I did the giveaway, which was awesome. And then I remember talking to you in like a one-on-one and you're like, well, you should reach out to the people who didn't win and, you know, offer them some kind of incentive to see if they want to book with you still. And so many of my clients I got from that message that I sent out.
Yeah.
And so if I hadn't have done that, I don't know if they would have been as successful. So thank you.
Of course. Well, and what I love about it is yes, I have that experience and have a success in that arena and to share it with you. But what you have to give yourself credit for is I share that information with so many people and not everybody takes it and runs with it the way that you did, right? And yes, my tips were helpful and my strategies, but you put in the work, right? Like you did the work, you did the marketing, you did the giveaway, you did the follow-up messages, like all of those things like are really what made it happen. So it's incredible that you were able to have that much success in your first like 6 months of business. Like that's amazing. Like I'm so proud of you. And I think one of the best things is that you're already seeing in the short time you've been doing this repeat clients, right? Like you've already had clients that have booked you for more than one session or already booked you now for future. And that is such a testament of who you are as a person and the connection they have with you and that they love your work. Like you're doing all the things that we've talked about in Art and Heart and it's just all paying off. So kudos to you. So proud.
Thank you.
Yeah. What do you feel like so far in your time in here was like the most impactful for you within Art and Heart? What do you think was the thing that really, everyone is going to be different, right? Some people it's going to be the recorded lesson. Some people it's going to be the call. Some people it's going to be the workbook, whatever it might be. But for you, what do you think that was?
I mean, again, probably going back to the calls, mm-hmm. just because, you know, following the lessons and doing all the things in the workbook and stuff like that is helpful, but it really is so much more impactful when you can follow it up by asking you questions or talking to you personally. And then also having the support of the rest of the Art and Heart students also was so helpful. But really just having kind of like a checklist or like a guide in a sense is what I feel like you guys were to me because, you know, again, I had the idea. I knew what I wanted to do. I knew if I could get myself out there a little bit that I think it would pay off. But you know, I also have two kids at home that I take care of full time. So my time is extremely limited. So doing the YouTube videos and doing my own research for Instagram and social marketing and all of that stuff is just, it's really not feasible, at all. So being able to have the calls and the workbook and just kind of like a guide of like how to get started was mm-hmm. huge.
Yeah. And I wanted you to share that. Thank you so much. Because I think sometimes people see coaching programs and they feel like, well, I'm brand new, so this doesn't work for me. Or I'm really experienced, it doesn't work for me. And what I hope people understand with Art and Heart is it can work for anybody. It can work for brand new people. It can work for people that are like super established and are already making like over 60,000 a year, like it's going to work for everybody, because if you take the principles that I teach and run with it, like it doesn't matter if you're starting, if you're experienced, it doesn't matter, right? It's just going to be doing all the steps you need to get more clients and do all the right things. But yes, I agree with you. The calls, I look forward to them every week. And for me, they are just like therapeutic. I feel like I can't remember, think about how many times like we had one of us in tears on the calls, or just excited for each other. And we're sharing our wins, and we're a group that isn't competitive. We're not like wishing each other like wrong or feeling like we're threatened by each other. It's just, yes, we want everyone to win, like lift each other up, light each other's flames, and just like be so excited for everyone. And I think that to me is one of my favorite parts about the community, because it's just, it's not always as common. It's not always that way with people, right? And so we have that safe space to be vulnerable, to share. We've had women share really personal things that we were able to support them through. And I think to me, that's just so special. Like, I love it. Yeah. So.
No, it's huge. And then it also was kind of like motivation and like a checks and balances. Like, I had to report to you guys every week. So if I didn't do something that week, I was like, oh man, I'm not gonna have anything to share on my call. Or, you know, I told the girls I would have my website done by now, and it's not. So it really kind of kept me on a schedule, because I had to face you guys every week.
Well, accountability, right? I think accountability is so huge with anything. I mean, it's just, if I can teach all this information and then never ask you about it again, and it's not going to help you, right? But if I'm like, okay, Erin, and this is something I like to do at all the calls, right? Like, set a goal, my next call, what are we having done, right?
Yeah.
Because for me as an individual, that is life-changing for me. I need accountability, or I'm pushing it off, right? So when I push that onto you girls and it's like, okay, tell out loud, you have to say, what are you going to have done? It's like, it makes you go, oh crap, like I've got to do this. And then that's why your business is moving, because you're every week you're setting new goals and you're accomplishing them. You're not just saying, oh, I'll do my website later, I'll do this Instagram post, I'll work on Pinterest later. Like, no, you're doing it because you're accountable. And that's what's helped you grow, I feel like, because you're doing the work.
Yes, no, seriously. Like, the accountability part of it is huge.
Good. Yay. Well, thank you so much for chatting. If you have like any last words for anyone, if they're thinking about joining Art and Heart, or, you know, and let us know how people can find you on socials.
To anyone who's thinking about it, I mean, just do it, pull the trigger, do it. I was nervous too. I remember reaching out to you in the beginning and being like, well, I don't know if this program does make sense for me, because I am at the very beginning. And I didn't want to, you know, do something if it was going to be, you know, not worth my time. But it really is. And like you said, it is. I think I was the only one that was probably at the very beginning, but I think we still all learn so much from each other, regardless of like what stage we were at. And again, it was really good motivation and accountability, and education. So I don't think you can go wrong by being an Art and Heart student.
Yay. And then where can people find you on social media if they want to see your work and follow you?
Yeah. Erin _ Elizabeth _ photography _ is my Instagram.
We'll have a link in the show notes too, but we'll
perfect.
Put it.
Yeah. Okay.
Find you. Well, thank you so much, love. Appreciate you. Love you so much.
Of course, love you too.
Thanks for sharing all your like knowledge, experience, and all that, and your time. So I will chat with you soon.
Thanks.
Thank you so much for tuning into the Fill Your Frame podcast. Please give us a follow or share this episode if it is something that you loved. Check back weekly for new episodes. And if you want any more information about Art and Heart, you can go to jilliangolding.com/Art and Heart. And we also will have some links in the show notes here. And I will chat with you soon.